With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The date is set for a presidential debate between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
The on-again, off-again September 10 debate is on again after Trump agreed to face off against Harris on ABC.
I look forward to the debates because I think we have to set the record straight.
And he's proposing two more debates before Election Day. Harris said she looked forward to debating Trump on September 10, but is not committing to additional dates until after their first debate.
I'm happy to have that conversation about an additional debate for after September 10.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, the Trump presidential campaign says it's been hacked and blaming Iranian actors for stealing and distributing sensitive documents. That claim comes just 24 hours after Microsoft issued a report detailing Iranian agents' attempts to interfere in the campaign. Also at SRNnews.com, although California has sent three Republicans to the White House, it has never produced a Democratic president. To reach the White House, Kamala Harris may need to overcome other California qualms. Jessica Patterson, chair of the California GOP party, says the Salem Radio Network, businesses are leaving California in droves for Texas because of the energy policies put into place by Harris.
When we talk about energy, and you also mentioned businesses from California leaving to Texas, just this past weekend, a business that has been here for 145 years, based right here in California, is Chevron. And they have decided to move their base of operations to Texas.
Families of the victims of that airliner crash in Brazil gathering at a morgue and hotels as forensics experts work to identify the remains of 62 people killed in the accident. Officials say the bodies of the pilot and co-pilot were the first to be identified. This is SRN News. Three Democratic members of Congress are being sued.
A group of anonymous plaintiffs accuse Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, and Jamal Bowman of New York of, quote, inciting and encouraging harassment of Jewish students on college campuses. A particular concern is the anti-Israel encampment that was formed on the campus of Columbia University in New York. Congressman Bowman lost his campaign for re-election last month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana's Attorney General asking a federal court to dismiss a suit that seeks to overturn the state's new law requiring the Ten Commandments to be displayed in every public school classroom by the 1st of January. That suit was filed in June by parents of a Louisiana public school children with various religious backgrounds who contend the law violates the First Amendment. This is SRN News. China says its exports rose 7% in July from a year earlier, but that is below economists' forecast for a growth closer to 10%.
Imports climbed 7.2%, gaining momentum on stronger trade with other Asian countries. Exports to the United States rose 2.4% year-on-year, while shipments to Southeast Asian countries, now Beijing's biggest trading partner overall, jumped 11%. China's trade surplus for July was $84.7 billion, down from a record $99.1 billion the month before.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Colleges, large and small, all across America, are cutting programs and eliminating majors to make ends meet. One school in Minnesota is cutting 42 degree programs. More details at SRNnews.com.